19 minutes past six on 3RW Breakfast. A very sad day in the history of Paris, and in fact in world history, with this devastating fire still burning in Notre Dame in Paris. And we just got word through from the Notre Dame spokesperson, Kate, that André Fineau told the French media, everything is burning, nothing will remain from the frame. No fatalities are yet reported, which is one small piece of good news. And it's believed the blaze... they're saying the blaze is accidental. They are currently doing restoration works there, so it seems to be an accident. Dean Felton, senior geno at the Seven Network, is currently in Paris on a family holiday, and he's actually not there today, but he was planning to visit Notre Dame in the next couple of days, but he can tell us what's going on over there in Paris. Good morning to you, Dean.
G'day, Cordis. How are you going?
Well, we're good, but it's also such a sad day. You're right in the heart of Paris, and I wonder what the feeling's like there at the moment.
Well, I've just taken, when your producer Michaela called me, I took a walk up to Pont Royal, which is a couple of bridges downstream on the Seine River from Notre Dame, and it is still all going on up there. It is just a mass of blue flashing lights. I became aware of it a little earlier in the evening. Gee, what is it now, about 10:15 or 10:20 here in Paris, and a beautiful night. I was out on the streets about 4 hours ago now, and saw a tweet that said that Notre Dame, there was a fire, and I thought, well, that could be big or small. I positioned a Google map to find out what direction Notre Dame was from where I was, and looked up in the sky in that direction. I thought, oh, this is bad. You could just see huge, huge plumes of smoke. I've seen a lot of fires through my professional reporting career, and I knew this was a bad one. To see what has happened there is shocking to someone from as far away as Australia, so you can only imagine what it's like for the people of Paris. And the feeling on the streets tonight of Paris is absolutely palpable. There are people, I'm standing on the Pont Royal Bridge, a little way downstream, and the Parisians are walking across, still coming home from restaurants or even from work, looking upstream, talking amongst themselves very quietly, and there is a deep feeling of shock on the streets of Paris tonight.
Dean, have you visited the Notre Dame before, and did you get a chance to visit it yet on this trip?
No, Kate, we only flew in this afternoon, literally about 6 or 7 hours ago. I have been there a couple of times before. It was always top of my agenda when I visited Paris because it is such a spectacular place. It's, you know, it'd be in your top three or four things to do if you ever come to Paris. And it is such an amazing area to visit. I've been inside, I've been outside, taken lots of photographs of it, and was looking forward to doing so again. And in fact, taking my children there. I've got two kids with me and another one flying in tonight from Melbourne. And was looking forward to taking them there. But I guess that's one church we won't be visiting on this trip.
Yeah, very sad. Dean, we appreciate your time. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes out on your holiday, and all the best over there in Paris.
Thanks, Cordis. Thanks, Kate. All the best.